Today in Iraq, U.S.-led troops and Iraqi forces appeared to be moving into positions for coming battles. The first sizable deployment of American troops in northern Iraq has now taken place. U.S. troops have parachuted into Kurdish-controlled territory.
For the time being, Turkey will stay out of northern Iraq. Turkey's top general made the announcement today in a bid to reassure Washington, Turkey's NATO allies, and Kurdish leaders, all of whom have opposed any large-scale Turkish deployment in Iraq. NPR's Guy Raz has more from the southern Turkish city of Diyarbakir.
After weeks of worried speculation in Washington over when and whether Turkish soldiers would establish a massive presence in Iraq, General Hilmi Özkök quashed many of those concerns. Turkey will only send additional troops to northern Iraq if our forces already there will be in danger, the general said. He pointed out that existing Turkish soldiers in Iraq, numbering some 3,000, were enough for now. If they're attacked by Kurdish militants, if there's a refugee crisis on Turkey's border with Iraq, or if Iraq's ethnic Turkish population is threatened, Turkey's armed forces will go in. Barring those scenarios, Turkey will keep out. According to Mehmet Ali Kishlala, a military columnist for the Turkish daily Radikal, Turkey's intentions were misunderstood from the start.
It was exactly Turkish plans that he disclosed. But these plans were not understood by the West and the foreign people. So he clarified the situation.
Media speculation, both in Turkey and abroad, had envisioned an imminent Turkish incursion. Up until yesterday, leading government officials in Ankara referred to Turkish deployments in Iraq as a, quote, non-negotiable issue. The fear in Ankara is that Iraqi Kurds could take advantage of a power vacuum in the area and soon enough establish an independent state. That prospect might have an enormous impact on Turkey's 12 million strong Kurdish population as well. For more than a decade, the Turkish army fought a bloody campaign against Kurdish separatists in southern Turkey. For their part, Iraqi Kurds, at least publicly, deny any serious aspirations for independence. And while Kurdish leaders in Iraq welcome today's news, they remain somewhat skeptical. Barham Saleh is the prime minister of the Patriotic Union of Kurdistan, one of the two major political parties in the Kurdish-controlled region in northern Iraq.
If Turkey were to come in, Iran will come in, other neighbors of Iraq will come in, and it will be a very chaotic situation. It will foment instability to a very serious degree.
Turkey hasn't only been under pressure from Kurdish groups in Iraq. European countries have urged Turkey to keep out of Iraq. In the past few days, many European leaders have implied that Turkey's possible entry into the European Union could be threatened if the country deploys inside Iraq. At the same time, the Bush administration has held out a carrot to Ankara and pledged $1 billion in aid to Turkey to help defray the economic fallout from war. Turkey says as long as the situation remains relatively stable in northern Iraq, its troops won't go in. Retired Major General Arman Kulalu is a military analyst in Ankara.
In the meantime, there is no reason for passing to the border for Turkish armed forces.
The White House will likely hope the situation in northern Iraq remains that way. Guy Raz, NPR News, Diyarbakir, in southeastern Turkey.